Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stuart Friedman, Stuart D. Friedman is the name of the book, Baby Bust. Folks, you got to go. You got to have this book. In fact, you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want, when you get into it, you're going to want to give one away. And so you'll think of somebody who's going, you're going to want to have this. I encourage you to check it out because it is, Stuart has identified and reveals in this book information, even though he doesn't call himself a demographer. There's demographic information in here. Societal trends that he's revealed that you need to know about, especially if you run a business from an employee standpoint, from a customer standpoint. Stuart, congratulations. I'm really proud of what you've done here. I don't like some of the news, but I'm glad you told us about it.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim, and thanks again for having me on your show.
Give us the website. Tell folks how they can find the book.
Well, if you just Google Wharton Work Life, you'll find out information about it, or Friedman Baby Bust.
Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, Baby Bust. And, of course, I'm sure it's available at Amazon and wherever books are sold.
Yes.
And it's an e-book, too. Hardback.
It is. Which makes it quite inexpensive. It's
right.
$6 or $7 as an ebook.
So ebook but also in the physical form.
Yep.
Okay. What else do we need to know about what you learned in Baby Bust?
Well, one of the things that I think is really interesting is how women are viewing this change. And what we're seeing is that to the extent that women are interested in helping others and how they have more freedom to choose which path they want to go down. This could be the first generation in history where it's pretty acceptable for young women to say, I'm not going to choose that path of motherhood. I'm going to choose something else. And that's okay. That's something that women in the past have not felt so much. And one of the ways in which we see this is changes in religious attitudes. So we see over the last 20 years a decline in affiliations with religions and an increase in people identifying themselves as either agnostic or atheist.
Hmm.
And for
so
women,
in your research, you've discovered that the people you talked to, there was a decline in their interest in being associated with an organized religion.
That's true. That's true.
More one gender than the other?
Well, what's interesting, those shifts are for men and for women, but to the extent that women are identifying as agnostic or atheist, they are less likely to plan to have children. So I interpret that as meaning that they feel less constrained by the traditional expectations that are often associated with religion.
Are we seeing
about their roles as mothers?
Is this more evidence of the breakdown of the nuclear family?
Yeah, people are.
What is your conclusion about that? With all this,
I think that young people see the word family and they don't have the same association to it as you and I might have when we were their age. They see family not necessarily involving children. In fact, what we're seeing is that young people today are more closely connected to the families they came from and to their friends. So the family you came from and your network of friends and
rather than creating your own nuclear family.
Yeah, that's the trend.
But eventually you run out of the family you came from, right?
Well,
or worse, you're not there because there was no family to come from.
Well, that's true. Now,
right?
I don't think
you can't. You can't come from. You can't. Wait. You can't come from that. You can't. You can't be connected to the family you came from if you were never created.
Okay, Jim, you're right. There's no denying that.
Now, folks, if you just tuned in, you think I just lost my mind. But we just got through talking in the last segment about the fact that young men and women are not as interested in having children. It's happening all over the world. So that's the reason I made that statement. Go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah. Well, good news in this story is that men and women are now much more likely to agree on what it takes to make a family work, however you define that. So when they looked, when they told us about what does it take to make a dual career family work,
right,
a dual career relationship, they are much more agreed now on this. Men are much more what we call egalitarian. They
we're more evolved, aren't we? We're more enlightened.
It's true.
Yeah. So you're saying that women aren't going to have to work that hard, that if they're sitting at the table and they're saying, okay, who's going to raise the baby, there's actually a discussion about this.
Exactly, and that's the perfect word, because what we're seeing now is that there's a different conversation, a different discussion happening, and men are a part of it.
Very interesting. Imagine that, men part of a discussion with their wives about something. How about that? Who would have thought come to that, right, Stuart?
This is what we're seeing.
I'm just kidding, ladies. Go ahead.
Well, it's really good news for us as a society, I think, and it's leading to new kinds of solutions that young people are discovering as they're experimenting with different ways of organizing their lives.
Well, you know what? I'm all for the young generations experimenting with their lives, but I will tell you something. It still comes back to biology, doesn't it? If you think about
it,
for earthlings to survive, it still comes back to biology.
And that's why we need to make some changes.
Will you come back and let's talk about those changes?
Yes, or read about them in the book.
Yeah, but I'd rather have you come back. Stuart Friedman.
I would love to do that too, Jim. Thank you.
We'll do that. Baby Bus, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Friedman, check it out wherever books are sold. Fascinating work. We're going to get Stuart back again real soon. We got more to learn from him. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.